I got that from you, oh, I shouldn't be so bothered by you. I'll probably be okay if you just went away, yeah.
I still think about the time
I spent just trying to grow with you.
Hey everyone, this is Zoe, also known as DJ Hapa Honey, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It is the ripe hour of 3 a.m. For all my late night drivers, insomniacs, and the like, I wish you a good night, a good morning, and hello. This is actually my first show here at WMFO. Sit in the studio, Jay chillin'. It's pretty peaceful. I kind of like it. Because I'm a child with way too much energy, and yeah, so that's here I am at 3 o'clock in the morning, tuning in with you. It is gonna be wonderful to share this experience with you, and I'm so excited for all the time we're gonna spend together. Since I am talking to you and having you listen to my playlists, I thought you could get to know me a little better. Hi, my name's Zoe. I'm a freshman here at Tufts University, so brand new to campus. And so far, I love it. Beautiful place, beautiful city, beautiful people. And I'm a combined degree student, and I have no idea what I'm doing. So it's a pretty good time. I just wanted to tell you that I'm really excited to be here, and I really hope you like my music. Today, I'm playing for a playlist I just made. It's called I Broke Your Heart Last Week. You'll probably feel better by the weekend. If you understand that reference, please let me know, because that would make me really excited. And, you know, let's just have a good time, okay?
Do I seem happy in life? Let's see.
How you gonna do your best? See, the reason why they did not understand you in school, same reason why you tell yourself you're not cool. Trust your ideas and only drink beers if you really want to, and not just cause they're free, and not just cause your friends have had three on to the fourth, but you still can't see why they would want to drink this cold, branded, bottled, fizzing piss. But take it from the voice inside your head, you don't have to drink at all. Fuck what they said about a good night. Fuck a good night. Who needs an academic career when you're the one with all the ideas?
Can't feel my arms or my legs. Maybe I'm already dead.
and I can still see the eyes, his brown eyes. He was looking deeper into me than I would have liked. Nah, I don't have any change on me, man, I'm sorry. Could have made a contribution. And I can still see the eyes, her green eyes. She was busy with her friends, but I wanted her to notice me, like, yo, how are you? Yeah, nah, I've never been more content.
Since there are two Rex Orange County songs playing in a row for some reason, that's just kind of what happens when you shuffle something, I just thought I could get back on the mic and talk a little bit. I just, you know, this is really corny. I feel pretty corny right now. Please bear with me. I just really wanted to dedicate this hour of radio to my best friend Madison, who goes to USF in San Francisco. Funny enough, you know, I've known her for 5.5 going on 6 years. And in a way, she's kind of the love of my life, and she is one of the most important people in the world to me. And if you have someone like that in your life, I really recommend you kind of reach out to them, tell them, or you can give them a shout out on WMFO if you really want to. I would highly encourage such behavior. And I think it's so important that we tell the people we love them, because, again, this is really corny. You don't know when the next time you're going to be able to tell them is. And if you make it every single day, you'll know that there is not a single day that they don't feel loved.
They know best.
To the place I love, take me all the way.
guys, it's DJ Hapa Honey back on air. Just wanted to talk a little more because I am genuinely way too excited to be here. It is actually a little bit absurd. That is probably how I have stayed awake for this long. I'm just really excited to be here, and I feel like sometimes when you admit that you're excited about something, or that you genuinely are looking forward to something, or something genuinely makes you feel something, you know, that's not considered, you know, quote unquote cool. And I think part of growing up, at least for me, has been being okay with being absolutely uncool and not really knowing how to deal with anything. And that's fine. My parents are actually texting me right now. They live in Kyoto right now, so that's a little far. Shout out to Japan, all the way across the ocean. That's a little bit wild. And they're calling me up because they heard the text notifications from my laptop since I'm plugged into an aux cord. I would like to apologize for any disturbances that called in your late night or very early morning listening, and I hope that we can kind of move on from here. Back to some Mac DeMarco, shall we?
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made. It usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Or do you not? So far ahead, 'cause I've been thinking about forever. I just thought you were cool enough to kick it. Got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute. That's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it though. I'm lying down thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you?
Or do you not think so?
Yes, of course, I remember. How could I forget? How you feel?
How you feel?
You know you were my first time. A new feel. It will never get old. Not in my soul, not in my spirit. Keep it alive. We'll go down this road till it turns from color to black and white.
Do you not think so far ahead? 'Cause I've been thinking about forever.
Thank you.
Ultimate. is gonna change.
I don't know what is wrong with me. I wish that I was back in high school. I miss my giant group of friends and skating around, not caring about anything. I wish I had more to say. I wish I wasn't sad at night. I wish I liked going out more, but I'm okay.
Everyone listening at the beautiful hour of 3:30 in the morning, you know what time it is. It is time for a public service announcement. That's right, folks. Just tighten your seatbelts or whatever it is that you're doing right now. Do it. And I'm going to tell you to know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a cell phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it. And a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it. Particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. I like how they use volatile in this. This is actually kind of cool. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to. And if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." I like how they remind you to be polite to police officers. That's actually kind of funny. Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for... I said judge, and the word is judge. I really hope someone calls me out on that later. It's judge, not jug. I'm going to start that line over again. Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, that was a lot to take in. I thought since I'm already on the mic right now, I'll probably keep talking to you. I think it's funny how music can really bring back a lot of memories, and I think that it's something that can make you either really happy or really sad. There's not really an in between, and it's funny how we use music sometimes to kind of identify ourselves. And something I think that's a little sad about me, music choice, is, you know, there's a lot of artists that I've just liked for a long time or that I found on my own time, but as I look through a lot of the artists that I'm interested in and a lot of musicians that I play, they were all introduced to me by ex-boyfriends. And that was actually a really big existential crisis for me for a little while of who was I musically outside of these relationships. But I think that it's actually a really beautiful thing to kind of take little mementos from people. And I think when you share a song with someone, that's something really intimate. And that's what I hope to do on radio, is to kind of create this little intimate experience between you and me so I can show you what feels good to listen to. And I hope you agree with me.
Keep me in your life, keep me in life. my top down, singing our favorite songs. But the funny thing is, every time we did, you'd always get the words wrong. And I was your biggest fan. You should never forget it. I bet your new man doesn't love you like I did. Does he love you like I did? No. You should walk away with me in your heart. Keep me in your mind. You don't have to speak of our past dreams. Keep me in your life. Keep me in life.
All she wants to do is please me. Every time I'm on the TV, calls me up, says, take me away.
Let me be the one you come running to. Realistically, I can't leave now, but I'm okay as long as you keep me from going crazy. Where the beautiful people at? I said, where the beautiful people at? Beautiful people, clap your hands. Freaky people, clap your hands. Geeky people, clap your hands. Everybody, clap your hands.
I'm just still after you. I was wondering if you let me
get in. Be ready. Cause she can be a bitch. And it's a wonderful thing. Hollywood. She's so seductive. She's got me looking for that dream. I bow down. She knows how to do it exactly the way I like it.
Hollywood is alright.
Chain on my neck, little did they know, no sweat. So I dimmed out, rimmed out, and cracked the glass. 25 pounds, can you match that bag? Cause if not, raise up, I got a deal to make. And a couple bad bitches I've been making to break. Waking the bake, I put the cake on the plate. Jealousy in me, or we making a date? I'ma vibe with this Hollywood nigga, I'ma survive this shit. I do that, did that, throw your fucking wig back. For real, a gorilla who loves going here. They wanna eye me down, tie me down, knock me off, but I'm a lion in the dog pound. Now how that sound?
Hollywood is alright.
Across the frozen streets, I could let you carry the weight of maybe on your shoulders, baby. The same old story. I'll be waiting on your spaceship. Come back to where out and touch your broken soul that I've tried to mend again and again. Cigarette taste and sunflower dress. You need to leave this town and forget who you were. You still got the world.